The mighty God, the great I am, Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am, Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, Alleluia. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Alleluia, Alleluia. Our Father, you are the mighty God. You are the great I am that I am. We give you praise, we give you honor. No other God besides you, our God. You alone, you are God. Yes, you are the Lord. You are the Most High God. You are the one that seated in heaven and made the earth your own first too. You are the one that says a word and watch over it to bring to pass. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Oh, Father, we appreciate you. The mighty God, the great God, the glorious God, the marvelous God, awesome God, sovereign Father, the God over everything, the self-existent God, the self-sufficient God. You are the great God. You are the mighty God. Now do we say, yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, 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 there's no argument about that. There's no questioning about that. Oh, our God is the Lord Most High. He is God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. Oh, our God is God. Our God is God. He is the God of all gods and the Lord of all us. That we give you praise from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Yes, you are the Lord Most High, the sovereign God that reigns over everything. The one that was before the beginning of all the everything. The one that will continue to be when everything here on earth will not be again. Yes, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ẹ̀yin Ọlọ́run wa, a tóbi jù. Hallelujah, hallelujah, ẹ̀yin Ọlọ́run, a tóbi jù. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Our Heavenly Father, we bow down and worship you, for you alone, you are the Lord Most High. We ascribe greatness and majesty unto you, our Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our God and our Father, we appreciate your kindness and goodness upon us every moment. We say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Most High God, everlasting Father, we are so grateful for your grace, for your glory upon us since we started this month of December, the month that you have declared for us, the month of goodness and glory. Daddy, we appreciate you, oh God, for you said in your word you will never stop doing us good. Thank you, oh Lord, for the goodness we see and the one we could not see, for we know you are working everything out our good. You are working it, oh God, for the goodness of we, your children. We appreciate you. We say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, at this time, oh Lord, we have come again to this mountain of power, Father, to be empowered by you, oh God, to be blessed of you, oh Lord, for you, oh Lord, to open our eyes of understanding, oh Lord, for that we know you, we know your mind, and we'll be able to do that which is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Father, we pray, oh Lord, this moment, oh Lord, we will not go back the same we have came, oh Lord, that, Lord, you will bless us accordingly. Our returning shall be great, for you will empower us in the mighty name of Jesus, that you establish your kingdom even on this mountain tonight. Your presence, oh God, we covet, oh Lord, that we pray, oh Lord, as heaven open upon us, oh Lord, you will come down in your mightiness and in your greatness, oh Lord, and you will do us good in the name of Jesus. Your kingdom will establish, therefore every other kingdom bow to the kingdom of our mighty God in the name of Jesus. Principalities and power bow to the kingdom of our Father in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your eyes, O ye gate, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of cities, of nation, of county, of vicinity, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our gathering, over our lives individually, over our nations, over everything that concerns or appertaining to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory, as we will decree tonight in your hearing, as we will declare tonight, as we will pray unto you, God, so you will do unto us, because we have come to you, the mighty God that answer prayers. Forever your name be praised, O God. Thank you, mighty Jehovah. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Bible passage for tonight quickly is taken from the book of Daniel chapter 5. And I want you to listen. It's a scenario. But through this scenario, God wants to bring something out for us to empower us and to help us to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable unto Him. The book of Daniel chapter 5. And the topic that we are dealing with tonight is, be warned, the handwriting is on the wall. Be warned, the handwriting is on the wall. Hallelujah. Belshazzar, the king, invited 1,000 of his officers to a great feast where the wine flowed freely. While Belshazzar was drinking, he was reminded of the gold and silver cups taken long before from the temple in Jerusalem during Nebuchadnezzar's reign and brought to Babylon. Belshazzar ordered that these sacred cups be brought in to the feast. And when they arrived, he and his princes, wives, and concubines drank toast from them to their idols made of gold and silver, brass and iron, wood and stone. Suddenly, as they were drinking from these cups, they saw the fingers of a man's handwriting on the plaster of the wall opposite the lampstand. The king himself saw the fingers as they wrote. His face blanched with fear, and such terror gripped him that his knees knocked together and his legs gave way beneath him. Verse 7 of Daniel chapter 5. Bring the magicians and astrologers, he screamed. Bring the Chaldeans. Whoever reads that writing on the wall and tells me what it means will be dressed in purple robes of royal honor with a gold chain around his neck, and he will become the third ruler in the kingdom. But when they came, none of them could understand the writing or tell him what it meant. The king grew more and more hysterical. His face reflected the terror he felt, and his officers too were shaking. But when the queen's mother heard what was happening, she rushed to the banquet hall and said to Belshazzar, "Calm yourself, your majesty. Don't be so pale and frightened over this. For there is a man in your kingdom who has within him the spirit of the holy gods. In the day of your father, this man was found to be as full of wisdom and understanding as though he were himself a god. And in the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, he was made chief of all the magicians, astrologers, chandlers, and soothsayers of Babylon. Call for this man, Daniel, or Belshazzar, as the king called him, for his mind is filled with divine knowledge and understanding. He can interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve naughty problems. He will tell you what the writing means." So Daniel was rushed in to see the king. The king asked him, "Are you the Daniel brought from Israel as a captive by King Nebuchadnezzar? I have heard about you. I have heard that you have the spirit of the gods within you and that you are filled with enlightenment and wisdom. My wise men and astrologers have tried to read the writing on the wall and tell me what it means, but they can't. I am told you can solve all kinds of mysteries. If you can tell me the meaning of those words, I will clothe you in purple robes with a gold chain around your neck and make you the third ruler in the kingdom." Daniel answered, "Keep your gifts or give them to someone else, but I will tell you what the writing means. Your Majesty. The Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, who long ago preceded you, a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. He gave him such majesty that all the nations of the world trembled before him in fear. He killed any who offended him and spared any he liked. At his wings they rose or fell. But when his heart and mind were hardened in pride, God removed him from his royal throne and took away his glory. He was chased out of his palace into the fields. His thoughts and feelings became those of an animal, and he lived among the wild donkeys. He ate grass like the cows, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. Until at last he knew that the Most High overrules the kingdoms of men and appoints anyone he desires to reign over them. Verse 22. And you, his successor, O Belshazzar, you knew all this, yet you have not been humble. For you have defied the Lord of heavens and brought here this corpse from his temple, and you and your officers and wives and concubines have been drinking wine from them while praising gods of silver, gold, brass, iron, wood, and stone gods that neither sees nor hear nor know anything at all. But you have not praised the God who gives you the breath of life and controls your destiny. And so God sent those fingers to write this message. Mene, mene, tekel, pase. This is what it means. Mene means numbered. God has numbered the days of your reign and they are ended. Tekel means weighed. You have been weighed in God's balances and have failed to the test. Passing means divided. Your kingdom will be divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was robed in purple. A gold chain was hung around his neck and he was proclaimed third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, the Chinese king, was killed, and Darius, the Medes, entered the city and began reigning at the age of 62. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. The handwriting on the wall. Be warned, my brothers and my sisters, be warned. The handwriting on the wall. God is awesome, and him alone knows the best way to catch attention of any man. From today's passage, the phrase, the handwriting on the wall, means that something bad is about to happen or will happen in the future. It is a warning that needs immediate attention to prevent such disastrous event from happening. My brothers and my sisters, before such a warning from God, there must have been an action or actions, deeds, and reaction that displeases God. But God, out of the abundance of his mercy, will by his grace warn individual or group of people that have done evil or wickedness before him. He cannot just destroy. Remember the case of the Nineveh. There are many verses of the scripture that were written for our examples, how God warned an individual or his people, even the heathen, before their doom, because he is a just and fair God. And he does not want sinners to die, but to come to repentance by yielding to his warning and change from their wicked ways. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 15, Jesus warned his followers against sins and evil. He said, "Beware. Don't always be wishing for what you don't have." Listen to that very well. Jesus himself warned his followers said, beware. Don't always be wishing for what you don't have. For real life and real living are not related to how rich you are. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that you will yield to Christ's warning. Myself and you, because this is the time that people are just desiring everything. Looking at this one, God, this, I must have it. Father, I decree and declare that I will yield to your warning, the warning of Christ my Savior, against greediness, and I will guide against greed in any way in the name of Jesus. This is the warning from Christ. Jesus Christ warned his disciples. The same warning is coming to you and to me, that Lord, I will yield to the warning of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I will do away with any greediness. I will guard myself against greed in any way at any times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and I will do away with covetousness at all times in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved of the Lord, hear this word of the Lord from Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 13 that says, from the least of them to the greatest, all of them are greedy for gain. From prophets to priests, they all practice deceit. Is that not what is going on in our society now? Is that not what is going on in our land? Is that not what is going on in the body of Christ? You go to the internet, you go to the YouTube, you begin to see things, you know, coming up in the body of Christ. Greediness amongst the ministers of God, prophet and priest, pastor and evangelist, apostle. Because of this art of greediness and greedy for gain at all levels of affair, God sent Jeremiah to the people of Jerusalem. Because he didn't want to destroy them, for he is very wroth, and he told them that siege is coming. Because all of them are so much, you know, developed this greediness in their activities and in their conduct. One wants to cheat the other. I want you to pray. I pray that the merciful God will be merciful unto us all for our greediness and covetousness in the name of Jesus. For the greediness and covetousness of our prophets and priests and the men of God, the servant of God. And even of people that are in authority over our lands, over our fears, in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, by your mercy tonight, help both the laymen and the ministers to stop practicing deceit. Deceit is of highest level now. Father, we pray, oh Lord, help them, oh Lord. They need your mercy to get grace so that they will find help to be able to do away with the practicing of deceit among themselves, even in the body of Christ, even in our land, the people of authority, in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, tonight, stop the coming of siege over us and over our lands in the name of Jesus. Because of our sin of greediness and covetousness, Daddy, please do not call the siege over us, O Lord. Remove and stop, O Lord, any form of siege in our lands, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, tonight, stop and remove siege over the body of Christ because of the greed and practices of deceit of our ministers, of the priests and prophets, evangelists, apostles, even the deacons, even believers in Christ, O God, that they please have mercy. Remove any form of siege in our lives. Any form of sieges, oh Lord, over the body of Christ, sieges over the land, over individual believers. Daddy, by your mercy, oh Lord, remove it, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, ministers of the gospel of God, God is so loving that he wants us to go through Daniel 5 verse 10 to 30 and we will pray. From the scenario recorded, we will raise prayer point for ourselves, like I said earlier, for kings and leaders in our lands, for servants of God, men and women of God, those that are called into the kingdom assignment, we will pray. We will stop pretending and behaving as if we did not know or are not seeing the handwriting on the wall by God. The handwriting is on the wall. We are all seeing it. We are seeing it, but we pretend. Let us stop pretending. God is warning us, and we should yield to his warning. But merciful God, he will grant unto us grace to accept our mistake, our error, to accept the warnings, to repent from our wicked ways, to cry unto him for forgiveness, and to change from our evil deeds and ways. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14, that says, "And my people who are known by my name, humbly pray, follow my commandments, and abandon any actions or thoughts that might lead to further sinning. Then I shall hear their prayers from my house in heaven. I shall forgive their sins, and I shall save their lands from disaster." Believers in Christ and true servants of God, you and I are known by God. He knows or he called us out of darkness. People even say that, oh, see, the people of God, when they want to refer to us, they say Christian, they will say, oh, people of God. They know we are known by the name of God. My brothers and my sister, they call you Christian, they call you child of God. Let us do what God requires of us. In that Chronicle chapter 7 verse 14, the healing and restoration of goodness and prosperity of the body of Christ. Let us humble ourselves. Let us stop pretending as if we did not see the handwriting on the wall. The warning is there. Be warned. Be aware. The warning, the handwriting is on the wall. Let us repent. Let us humble ourselves. Let us do away with pride. Let us follow God's command. Let us abandon every actions and thought that lead us to further sinning. Let us hear the commandment of God and let us come before him and repent and pray unto him. He will forgive us. I want you to pray. I pray that believers in Christ and all servants of God will humble to pray unto God concerning the situation in our lands. We will humble ourselves and cry unto God because of the situation in the body of Christ. I pray that God will grant us, all believers in Christ and servants of God, to follow God's commands all the way. We cannot add to it. We cannot take away from it. We cannot say, God, that is old time. This is the way they are doing it now. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, remember that song, "Give Me That Old Time Religion." Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Is good enough for me. Not this adulterated one. Not this one that is packaging and, you know, they are just doing it in their own ways. You cannot help God. God is the only one that can help you. I want you to pray. God, help us to abandon any acts, any action and thought that are leading us into further sinning against you in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will pour upon all believers in Christ and servants of God, spirit of grace and supplication, to supplicate for body of Christ, to supplicate for our lands and the world at large. They are looking unto us. Remember, God said that if only I can find one person that will stand in the gap. My brother and my sisters, are you ready to be the one to stand in the gap? To pray, to stand in the gap of the broken wall. To cry unto God humbly. To cry for repentance of the body of Christ, of priests and prophets that are practicing deceit, that are so covetous of worldly things, that are so greedy in cheating and even in taking things that does not belong to them. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, as we do what you ask us to do, we pray, oh Lord, you will hear us from heaven. In the name of Jesus, forgive our sins and save us, your people, from all more disaster that is coming, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we can see the handwriting on the wall. We come together tonight on this mountain. Forgive us, O God. Heal our land and give us health all around. In the name of Jesus. I am not going to dwell much on verse 1 to 9 about the scenario. You all know what led to the handwriting on the wall. We all know that when you sin, because God so much, He will bring something to you to call your attention. He always wants us to come back because He's a loving daddy. From verse 10 to 12, I want to read that. If you have your Bible, you can read with me. Verse 10 to 12 says, "But when the queen mother heard what was happening, she rushed to the banquet hall and said to Bathsheba, 'Calm yourself, your majesty. Don't be so pale and frightened over this. For there is a man in your kingdom who has within him the spirit of the holy gods. In the day of your father, this man was found to be as full of wisdom and understanding as though he were himself a god. And in the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, he was made the chief of all the magicians, astrologers, chandeliers, and the soothsayers of Babylon. Call for this man Daniel, or Belteshazzar, as the king called him. For his mind is filled with divine knowledge and understanding. He can interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve knotty problems. He will tell you what the writing means.'" My brothers and my sister, the queen, mother of the king, testify of a man in the land. There is no other man than Daniel, a stranger in Babylon. He was an exceptional and extraordinary man because he possessed the spirit of the holy God. God gave him special powers. He was known to be smart, intelligent, and wise as the gods themselves. I want you to pray, decree and declare, "I have the spirit of the Holy God upon me. I have special power of the Holy Spirit of God in me. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I beg you, Adedokun, I have the spirit of Holy God upon me. I have special power of the Holy God in me. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I am smart, intelligent, and wise by the spirit of the Holy God upon me. In the name of Jesus, decree the same upon your family members. Decree the same spirit that was upon Daniel over your children, your sons, and your daughter. The spirit of excellence. The spirit that make him to be extraordinary, that make him to be a unique man, even in the land of Babylon, in a strange land, all because of the Spirit of God upon him. He was identified as an extraordinary, exceptional man. I decree and declare upon all our children, upon all men and women on this platform, that God, the Spirit of the Holy God will be upon us, and we will be exceptional. We will be extraordinary in every areas of our life. We will be identified as the man and the woman of the spirit that have the spirit of the Holy God upon him and upon her. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the spirit of the Holy God upon us, upon our household, I decree that we will understand dreams and vision. We will not be running around to know vision about dreams that we had. But God will give us the understanding of dreams and vision. We will solve difficult problems by the Spirit of Holy God upon us. In the name of Jesus. If He can do it for Daniel, He can do it for you, He can do it for me. Because God is God, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Bible says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth. For He will not speak of His own initiative, but He will speak whatever He hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son, and He will disclose to you what is to come in future." That was the message. Jesus Christ said it in John chapter 16, verse 13. "Brethren, to be exceptional and to be extraordinary at these end times, and to be able to do exploits for our God, so that we'll be pleasing in His sight. Jesus Christ too was baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire before He stepped into His assignment. He was filled with the Holy Spirit and fire. You yourself, you must have the Spirit of God upon you. I want you to pray. Even when Satan took him to the mountain, he was extraordinary. Satan could not stand even the extraordinary power in Jesus Christ. I want you to pray. I decree that all believers and servants of God, we seek to receive the Spirit of the Holy God only at all times. They will not run after magicians. They will not run after changers. They will not run after soothsayers. They will not run after mediums to go and get power. But they will seek after the Spirit of the Holy God. And you yourself, and myself, that will be our desire, to have the Holy Spirit of God at all times. I decree by the Spirit of the Holy God given unto us, He will speak unto us what the Father says. What the Father says, what the Father wants, will not elude you. You will know it, that this is what God wants. This is what God is saying. In this situation, this is what God is saying. Even in your reading and meditating of the Word of God, Holy Spirit will bring it to you. We tell you what the Father is telling you, even in that very verse and in that very passage. And He will disclose unto you and unto me things to come. Nothing will be hidden, because it's the Spirit of God Himself, and it's the Spirit of man that knows the mind of the man. I decree and declare upon you and upon me that the Spirit of the Holy God will do all this for us. We help us to know even things to come. Nothing will be hidden from us in the name of Jesus. Verse 13 to 17 of Daniel chapter 5 says, so Daniel was rushing to see the king. The king asked him, are you the Daniel brought from Israel as a captive? Look at that. So that the people will know that Erunio is a slave. He even used that adjective to qualify him as a captive by King Nebuchadnezzar. I have heard that you have the Spirit of God within you, and that you are filled with enlightenment and wisdom. My wise men as astrologers have tried to read the writing on the wall and tell what it means, but they can't. Because they cannot. They don't have the Spirit of truth. Only Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. Verse 16, I am told you can solve all kinds of miseries. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of God upon him. If you can tell me the meaning of those words, and you know, he started entreating him that I will do this, I will do that. Regardless of where you are, my brothers and my sisters, regardless of your position where you are, regardless of the name they are calling you, regardless of that, regardless of what people are saying about you, regardless, do not doubt the special power of the Holy Spirit of God upon you. Stand strong whenever you are brought to defend yourself or to talk about the power of the Spirit of God upon you. They will ask you, they will even say, oh, maybe she is using another power. But you know the Spirit you have in you. Let me tell you, there's no way you can hide this special power of the Holy Spirit upon you. Or can anyone cover or stop the operation of the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? Nobody. I want you to decree and declare the special power of Holy Spirit of God upon me will bring me to the limelight in the name of Jesus. The special Spirit of the Almighty God, Holy Spirit upon my children, will bring them to limelight in the name of Jesus. By the Holy Spirit of God upon me, I will not be hidden, but Lord, Holy Spirit will announce me for glorious assignment in the name of Jesus. It was the Spirit of God upon Daniel that announced him, that made the mother, the queen, to say that, don't worry. Let me tell you, when you have the Spirit of God upon you, it will bring you to limelight. It will announce you. Only Spirit will do that which nobody can do through you. And only Him alone, God the Father and the Son, will take the glory in the name of Jesus. By the Holy Spirit of God upon you, upon me, we will not be hidden. Nothing, no more hiding. Ogo koro koni yi o gbe mi jade pelu owo agbara. Gbe mi jade pelu owo agbara. Owo agbara mi mimo, we bring you forward. We announce you for glorious position, for glorious assignment that will bring glory and honor to the name of the Father. In the name of Jesus, the assignment of giving to Daniel was a glorious one because it was for the glory of God. God wants to show that king that I am God. Verse 16, I've read it. Here, king promised gift for Daniel. But in verse 17, hear what Daniel says. Your Majesty, I will read the handwriting and tell you what it means. But you may keep your gift and give them to someone else. He refused the getting of the gift because that was not important to him, other than reading and interpreting the handwriting on the wall for the king, so that all glory will be to the holy God. He is not after the gift like Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, did. I don't want to go to that one tonight. That's for another time. I want you to pray. Decree that by the Spirit of the Holy God upon you, you will use His power in you to do exploit for God and will bring glory to His name at all times. Father, I decree and declare by the power of your Holy Spirit upon me, I will do exploit for the kingdom work. In that kingdom assignment that you have given to me, by the power of Holy Ghost upon me, I will do exploit and bring glory to you at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that I will not be greedy after gift, using special power that you have given unto me by the Holy Spirit. Many, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit, they are so greedy. All they want is that, oh, I have the Holy Spirit. Look at, but Daniel said, no. Don't let us even talk about what you want to give me here. But by the anointing of God upon me, I will do it. Because I know this is to the glory of my God, the God of Israel. Hallelujah. I want you to decree and declare that all believers and servants of God, with special power of Holy Ghost, we do away with Gehazi's spirit in the name of Jesus. But we have embraced and accept the spirit of Daniel in the name of Jesus. They will be able to say, no, it's not for gain. It's not for monetary gain, but for the glory of God to do exploit that will bring glory and honor to God in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that I will not use my special power of Holy Spirit for money and gift from any man in the name of Jesus. Let us drop greediness. Let us stop monetizing the gift of the Holy Spirit, especially servants of God. Let us not forget Apostle Peter's response to Simon the sorcerer in Samaria in the book of Acts chapter 8 verse 18 to 20. You can read that. But let me tell you one thing. That man asked from Peter that I could see you are laying hand on people and they are receiving Holy Spirit. He offered them money saying, give me this power also that anyone whom I lay my hands on may receive. But he heard what the response of Apostle Peter. Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. I want you to pray, decree and declare that all believers and servants of God will stop selling the special power of the Holy Spirit upon that God has given unto them for any reason. They will not so much lower themselves and be selling and be puffing up and say that for me to come to you or for me to pray for you, I must hear this alert in my bank. May God forgive us. Like Apostle Peter, I decree and declare, I will not give away the power of Holy Spirit in me by any means and for any reason. Beloved in the Lord, let us be careful. Exchange of powers is being done by the enemy in a subtle way. Be on the watch. Be warned. Be aware. Beware the handwriting on the wall. Jesus Christ warned us in Luke 12:15. Beware. Don't always be wishing for what you don't have. For real life and real living are not related to how much we have. Greediness and covetousness can make anyone sell or trade the special gift of Holy Spirit. I decree and declare, no one and no demon will be able to exchange my special gift of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. You better decree the same thing with you. No one. Look at that sorcerer, that Simon of Samaria, want to exchange, you don't want to trade, you want to pay. No! You cannot sell the special spirit of God upon your life. You cannot, you dare not. I decree and declare that greediness and covetousness will not exchange the gift of the Holy Spirit in my life in the name of Jesus. I will not permit greediness and covetousness to exchange the gift of the Holy Spirit in my life. Verse 18 to 21. You can read it by yourself because of our time. But let me tell you what a king with power to do so many because God gave it to him. You know, this place was relating to what how God elevated Nebuchadnezzar. That whatever thing he wants to do, he rules over all nations of the world. If you want to kill the king, nobody to ask. My brothers and sisters, just like Lucifer did in heaven, being the most glorious angel, pride came and he was abased. So did Nebuchadnezzar. You can read about Lucifer's position in heaven as an angel before he became Satan because of pride of life. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11 to 19. Take time to read that. But let's quickly see what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, boiling up with an arrogant attitude of self-importance, then come dishonor and shame. But with humble, the teachable who have been chiseled by trial and who have learned to walk humbly with God, there is wisdom and soundness of mind. I want you to decree and declare that pride and haughtiness will not take over your life in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that haughtiness and pride will not take over my life in the name of Jesus. I do away with any form in a subtle way that I've been displaying pride and haughtiness. Father, forgive me tonight. Do not permit pride and haughtiness to take over my life in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that arrogance and self-importance will not take root in my life in the name of Jesus. That you will pray for our minister of God, oh Lord, servant of the Most High God, that Lord, they will do with haughtiness and pride in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that dishonor and shame will not be my portion because of pride in the name of Jesus. Daddy, I pray, oh Lord, no shame or dishonor will come to me because of pride of life in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare that humbleness will characterize your life at all times and in all situations in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, do not chase me out of my house into the field for any sin I have committed. Remember how God abased him and he changed the thought of his heart to that of animal. Hey, that is dangerous. I want you to pray that, Father, merciful God, because of any sin I have committed, let not my thoughts and feelings become those of animal in the name of Jesus. My brethren, minister of the gospel, let us do away with pride because of our position. But rather, let us walk humbly with God at all times. According to the book of Micah chapter 6 verse 8 that says, no, he has told you what he wants. God has told you. The handwriting is on the wall. Beware, be warned. And this is all it is: to be fair, just, merciful, and to walk humbly with God. Pray, Father Almighty God, give me grace to get help, to do what you want me to do at all times, to be fair, to be just and merciful, and to walk humbly with you in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, tonight, I receive grace to be fair, just, and merciful with men, and to walk humbly with you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 22 to 24, you can read that. You know, bringing the things of God, you know, the broad cup from God's temple. He served his officers, wives and concubines, wine. Not only that, you know what? They were worshiping the God of iron, of silver, of brass, wood, and stone. He did not even praise God who gave him breath of life and his destiny. Who placed him in that position is God. There's no position that where you find yourself that is not the heart of God. Why are you boasting? Giving authority to rule over a nation. I want you to pray. Merciful God, tonight, forgive all my disobedience and disregarding you at any time in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, help me by your grace not to fall into the error and sin of King Belshazzar in the name of Jesus. Many of us, we don't respect the things of God, the sin in the house of God. We will just be, even the altar has become a place of for joke and entertainment. No, you cannot do that. Merciful God, help me never to disrespect the son of vessels in your temple in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, help me by your grace, oh God, never to praise another God in the name of Jesus. Many are praising and worshiping God of silver. Many are even worshiping money. They worship money. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon in the book of Matthew chapter 6:24. You worship what you love most. Many are praising and worshiping man like themselves. Or man like themselves, they are worshiping them. Let us quit all this. God hates it. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. And Exodus chapter 34 verse 14 said, for you must not worship any other gods. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. I decree and declare that I will never fall into temptation of worshiping money. I will never fall into temptation of worshiping glory and splendor of any kind in the name of Jesus. Remember, Satan wants Jesus to worship him for splendor and glory of the world. He wants Jesus to merchandise worshiping of God to worshiping of him. Matthew chapter 4 verse 8 to 10, you can read that. I decree and declare by the help of God's grace upon me, I will not sell my worshiping of God with the worship of money. In the name of Jesus, I will never worship money, splendor or glory. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare no enticement from the pit of hell will make me worship Satan in the name of Jesus. Pray for your family. Pray for yourself. No enticements from the pit of hell. You know, he took Jesus to the top of the mountain. He showed him all the beauty of the world to entice him so that Jesus can bow down and worship him. Jesus said, no, thou shalt only worship the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Whenever the devil comes your way, whenever that stupid devil comes your way to entice you so that you will worship him, the grace of God will be available for you. We help you and you will say no to the deceit of the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And anyone that have fallen into that deceit of the enemy, by the power of God on this mountain, the Lord will help them and save them. We open their eyes of understanding and they will repent from these wicked ways and they will return to God. Amen and amen. Verse 25 to 28. Brethren, believers in God, servant of God, God is good and is sovereign. The meaning of the handwriting on the wall was interpreted by Daniel by the Spirit of God upon him. What is that thing that Holy Spirit of God cannot do for you? Angel Gabriel told Mary, don't worry about that thing that you thought is impossible, because the Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you and you will carry a baby without sleeping with any man. That is what the Holy Spirit can do. It means that God has numbered Belshazzar's kingdom and God will bring it to an end. God has weighed him on the scale and found him to be light. He doesn't carry any power, you know. And God will divide his kingdom. He's God. He can do all things. I want you to pray. Merciful God, be merciful unto me for all my sins. And do not let my life, my glory, and my blessing come to an end. In the name of Jesus. You know, if pride comes in, destruction, shame, dishonor. I want you to pray. Father, be merciful unto me. Father, any sin that I've committed, anything that I've done that may make you to end my glory, my blessings, those things that make me happy, Daddy, please forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, be merciful unto me and let me not be found light of your power. Many, they will think that they carry power. And I lie. Only one push of the emery like this, they are on the floor. Fill me with power from on high, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, be merciful unto me, and do not, because of my sins, divide my inheritance and my possession with others. You see, God said that, don't worry. I will divide your kingdom. I will give to Medes and I will give to Persia. God divided. It doesn't cost God anything. God destroyed the first the generation of Noah. You know, because it's God, it can bring things out of nothing. That is who our God is. I want you to pray according to verse 29 and 30. You can read that out yourself. Merciful God, like Daniel of old, reward me greatly for my devotion and dedication unto you. When you step out to do what God calls you to do, and you do it to the glory of your name, not, you know, giving the glory to yourself, God will reward you. He's the rewarder. He will reward you according to your deed. See, Daniel did not even focus on those things, but because the king has said it, they must do it. Because the word of the king is what? It's final. That's why. It's not that Daniel was asking that you must do what you have said. Oh, no. Go and read it. Immediately, he was able to interpret it. The Bible said that then at that Belshazzar command, Daniel was robed in purple. You know, it's not that Daniel was begging for it. Immediately, he said it. The king, what? Final. They started decorating him. I decree and declare for your faithfulness in serving God, all the servants of the Most High God, true servants of the Most High God, for your devotion and dedication to the work of the kingdom that bring glory to God, the Lord himself will decorate you in the name of Jesus. The Lord himself will honor you in the name of Jesus. The Lord himself will put even his royal apparel upon you. He will beautify your life in the name of Jesus. So I pray for every one of us, every believer that do that which is pleasing before the Lord, that bring glory to God by our action, even by all that we are doing at all times, wherever we find ourselves, the Lord will decorate our lives. He will beautify our lives with his glory in the name of Jesus. For your faithfulness, for your seeking the Lord at all times, he will beautify your life. He will glorify you in the name of Jesus. The Bible say that those whom he has called, they are the one he justified. And those who he justified, they are the one he glorified. I decree and declare that Lord himself will beautify you and me for being faithful even unto him and bringing glory to him at all times in the name of Jesus. Tonight, God, decorate all your faithful servants, all those that are calling you in truth and in spirit, all those that are worshiping you in truth and in spirit, all those that are doing it according to your command, all those that are doing it according to your precept, Daddy, decorate them, O Lord. All those that you have poured your spirit upon and they are not selling the Holy Spirit of God, they are not using it for money, for gain, for greediness and covetousness. They are not saying that, yes, come, if you can give me this, then I will pray. Because let me tell you, they will say the gift of God is without repentance. And they will continue sinning. You know, devil is so cunning that they are praying for all faithful servants of God, oh Lord, decorate them with your beauty and your glory. And so I decree upon every soul on this mountain that God himself will beautify our life. God himself will glorify us. God himself will bring us to the limelight. That we will not be mentioned even before mere men, but we will be mentioned in glorious position in the name of Jesus. So shall it be that the spirit of excellence will be upon us and our children in the name of Jesus, and we will do exploit for the Lord. Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Same time next week, go in this power and in this knowledge and do exploit for the Lord. And the goodness of God will continue to look good on you. The glory of God will overshadow you. As he has commanded you this month, our month of goodness and of his glory. And so shall it be that it will be evidential in your life and in my life, like that of Daniel of old. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Till next week, remain blessed. My name is Becky Adedokun. Bye-bye.